We didn't alter a ton. We just tilted a little more heavily to a certain personnel group because we had more guys in that area. And we also resurrected some personnel groups that we hadn't used in a while. So it's no different than any week. You see what personnel is available to you, and you try to come up with a scheme that puts them in a position to be successful.
I know a lot of us just joined late. Just your reaction after Jermichael went down, when you saw him on the field after that?
Well, it's very unfortunate. Jermichael's been playing very well. He was having a great game, and he just got caught in the wrong position, and it was an unfortunate result.
You guys have had a lot of injuries, but when your guy can't physically walk off the field under his own power, what are some of the emotions that go through your head?
Well, you just obviously hope that nothing is too serious, and hope that he'll recover fully and that he's okay. And so far, the reports are good.
When you hear those reports that he is moving around, I guess how relieving is that?
Well, it's very relieving. As I said, when something like that happens, you everyone holds their breath a little bit, and the reports are coming back that it's positive. So everyone feels good about that, and we're just, you know, whatever's the best for his health is what we're hoping for.
Just the best offensive line play you've had since you've been here?
They played very well. Our offense in general played well. The line played well, protected well, they blocked for the run well. And, you know, the offensive line has been playing at a high level for the last several weeks, and they keep getting better and better, and that's gratifying.
Tom, what have you liked about Boykin all throughout the last, you know, year and a half or whatever, and what did you kind of feel like you could get out of him, given the production you saw from him yesterday?
Well, he's a very detailed guy. He does what you ask him to do. He tries to do it to the best of his ability. He has good size. He's always been a good blocker. He's become a very good route runner, and he has good hands. And you know, he's just a very solid, dependable guy. And he's gotten better. The longer he's been here, he's gotten better.
Aaron said that you guys kind of feel like if you get him ball a couple times early, it would help his confidence. Have you had players like that in the past that maybe you need to do that with to kind of get them going, because it seemed to work with him?
Well, there are players like that on every team. I don't know that it was that he falls in that category. I just think because it was his first start, you know, and he had a few drops last week, it was important for him to come out and do well. There are some guys you know, I've been with in my career, if they don't get the ball early, they kind of, you know, go into the tank a little bit. But he's certainly not like that. It was just more of a get him back on the horse and get going.